Bava Kamma, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Ganav al pishnayim. Person steals with two people witnessing him stealing. V'tavach u'machar al pihem, o al pishnayim acherim. And he shechts or sells the shor or the seh with the edus of these same two. Or the shechting and the selling were done with two other edim. Mishan tashlume arba v'chamisha. Either way, he pays four or five times. Even though in the second case, there were two different witnesses. Taisenta brings the Mukha Yosef that explains this is not considered a chatzi dover, that edim are witnessing half of something, because each one, whether it's the stealing and the shechita, since the edei geneva do not need the edei tficha, it's not called a chatzi dover. And therefore, your chayiv, everything that you did, whether stealing, shechting, selling, was all witnessed by two edim, and then your chayiv. Ganav u'machar b'Shabbos. If a person steals and then he sells on Shabbos, so the mechira happened on Shabbos. Selling on Shabbos is only an isma d'rabbanan. Ganav v'machal l'avodah zarah. If he steals and sells t'avodah zarah. Ganav v'tavach b'yom kippurim. He steals and now he shechts on Yom Kippur. Now this is an isma d'araisa, to shecht on Yom Kippur. Doing malach on Yom Kippur is a chiv kares. And if he's warned, he gets malchus. So if he actually was warned and he gets malchus, then he doesn't have to pay. But if he's not warned, since it's a shogeg, he's not warned on the malchus, he is chayv in tashlumin. The only time a person is potter in tashlumin, even though karis is obviously a very severe punishment, it's still not mises beistin. Mises beistin is what potters a person from tashlumin because of kimle b'drabmine. Malchus does too. But this case, like we said, there was no hasra for Yom Kippur, for the malchus of Yom Kippur. But in the other cases, the previous cases, by mises beistin, you don't need hasra. But we're going to see that if a person actually does a malacha d'araisa, where he's chayv misa, even if it's b'shogeg, he's also potter. Mishnah continues, Ganav mishal aviv v'tavach u'machar. The person stole from his father, and then he shechts or sells, v'acher kach meis aviv. And then after all this is done, his father dies. So this is very pashut, that he's going to be chayv, because the whole time it belonged to his father, he stole from somebody, and then he shechted it, and sold it. So he's chayv four or five times. So the Rosh says that this really is agav, the seifa, which is going to be the chiddush, which we're going to see soon. Ganav v'tavach. If he steals, then he shechts. Ha'acher kach hikdish. And then he's makdish it. Same thing. Pashat. Mishalom tashlumi arba v'chamisha. He pays four or five times. Because he was only makdish it later on. Ganav v'tavach l'refua ola klavim. If he steals it, and then he shechts it, not to eat, but for refua, or he shechts it to give to dogs. Or, ha'shoychet v'nimsa trefa. He shechts it, and he finds that it's trefa. Or, hashochet chulin bazar, if he shechts chulin bazar, he's not allowed to shecht chulin in the azar, in the base of Mikdash. All these cases, mishan tashlumi abar v'chamisha. Why not? You pay four or five times. You shecht it, even though nobody's going to eat it. Doesn't matter. Because it's a treifa, because it's chulin nishanishkutu bazara, you're not allowed to eat it. Doesn't matter. Rabbi Shimon poiter b'shnei elu. However, when it comes to a treifa, shechting an animal that's treifa, that's going to die anyway, or chulin shenishkutu bazara, since it's not a proper shechita, it's a shechita she'ena ru'uya, Rabbi Shimon's shechita throughout Shas is a shechita she'ena ru'uya lav shmo shechita. Shechita that's not fitting is not called a shechita, and therefore when the Torah says that when you steal and shecht, you pay four or five times, this is not called shechting. If it's not a fitting shechita, it's not called shechita at all. But when it comes to refuah, klavim, there it's a shechita ru'uya, because if you wanted to, you could have eaten it yourself. You didn't have to give it to your dogs. And refuah also, you could have eaten it, obviously.